Indiscreet emails sometimes end up on the front page or in radio news headlines. Financial brokers sing the praises of stock to their customers, but they email their colleagues to say that this is a real loser or a pig, or much worse. But how did these private emails get to the front page? In the United States, one of the answers is that they were handed over as part of litigation. Not only that, but they were handed over to the opposing side in a litigation. In the U.S. legal system, parties have a right to information to develop a case, and this right is backed by the court. If the other side doesn't comply, the court can use its power to make them. In cartoons, it might look like this. Picture a small person who politely asks for documents and is taken seriously because of the muscle-bound bouncer standing right behind. This power to get information from the opposing side is called discovery. Lawyers see how discovery drives litigation. So you can see this too. Here's a look behind the scenes at three things you should know about discovery. Number one, your Facebook privacy settings will not protect you. In federal court, the main limitation is that the information requested has to be relevant to the legal claims. Some things are protected. Communications with lawyers are a good example. But other things are not. Tax and medical records, even diaries, have been ordered to be produced. So your Facebook privacy settings will not protect you if the information is relevant to the case. The typical example is a personal injury suit. The plaintiff says that injuries prevented a normal life. The defendant looks on Facebook. In one typical case, the plaintiff's posts on Facebook show that she was able to, quote, swing on a swing set, dance and engage in water sports, care for children and pets, consume alcohol, and bowl with friends, unquote. Number two, documents are not just paper. Discovery includes a right to request documents, but these documents are not just paper. Young lawyers just starting out used to fly to warehouses. There they sorted through dusty boxes of archived paper. Now discovery typically reaches, quote, email and attachments, correspondence, memoranda, notes, diaries, minutes, statistics, telephone calls, teletypes, telefax, photos, microfiche, microfilm, videotape, computer files, text messages, tapes, cassettes, discs, including metadata, unquote. And that isn't even the whole list. So, number two, almost anything relevant is free game, no matter what form. Number three, discovery is worth fighting over. Discovery can be expensive. In big cases, it can cost millions and millions of dollars. This makes courts and commentators worried. The Supreme Court has said that, quote, the threat of discovery expense will push cost-conscious defendants to settle even anemic cases, unquote. It also means that discovery is worth fighting over. Proposals to limit discovery are hotly contested. They are a balancing act. We don't want expensive fishing expeditions in fishless waters, but we also want to give plaintiffs access to information that can help them get legal relief. That is discovery, and I'm Verity Winship.